make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. Oh, the weekend's here, almost here. Well, I don't know. Thursday night, I start counting the weekend, you know. We got a great show. We're going to empower you. We are going to be talking about crisis management. Oh, yeah, we're going to manage our crisis. And also blood clots and your liver, also on the agenda tonight. Going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. So thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We do have a crack report, but first, remind folks that, you know, August is about done. And coming up in September, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be joining us on the 18th, so don't forget. She'll be right happy and joyful on whatever it is Dr. Carley does on our show here. She just kind of gives it to you right between the beady eyes. You can click on her link that's on thepowerherbs.com website under links and get on over to her site. She'll be here on the 18th. And I don't know who else we're going to have next month. It's still kind of up in the air. We'll see. And, well, before we get to the quack report, a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're praying for them always. Seeking the Lord's face, lifting our military, our righteous men and women, up in prayer. And while we're doing that, let's lift the entire U.S. of A. up in prayer. We need God's help to straighten things out. We're in trouble. And crisis management topic's going to, you know, probably help us out. But we still need the Lord's help. So if it's His will, He'll help us. So if enough of us pray and repent, and we'll get this nation back. And when mine a time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Let's see. Pfizer, the drug company, is, it got caught with its hand in the bribery cookie jar. Apparently, it's going to be paying $60 million in fines to the federal government to settle their charges. Because they bribed foreign officials. Uh-oh. Drug maker agreed to pay $46 million to the Securities and Exchange Commission to settle their charges, along with another pharmaceutical they acquired earlier in the year, Weeth. They also violated the Foreign Corruption Practices Act. What they did is they paid off foreign government officials to increase their sales and to obtain regulatory approvals. Violations occurred in several countries: China, Bulgaria, Russia, Serbia, Siberia, Croatia, and Czech Republic, Italy, and Kazakhstan. Additional, the company is going to be forced to pay $15 million to defer prosecution arrangements to the Department of Justice. Prosecutors will agree to drop the charges after 2 years if the company continues to cooperate. So corrupt payoffs to foreign officials in order to secure lucrative contracts creates an inherently uneven marketplace and puts honest companies at a disadvantage. That's a quote from the FBI Washington field office. What else do we have in the quack report? Last antibiotics. They're going. Drug companies are running out of those weapons against the superbugs. The age of antibiotics is over. There's no more patented chemical antibiotics in the pipeline. The drug companies have all but abandoned antibiotic research. So the industry is down to its last chemical. Colistin, it's a toxic superbug killer that they discovered in 1949. But nearly all the antibiotics are obsolete. In the last 34 years, Big Pharma has only come up with two new classes of antibiotics. Both are now obsolete, though. Drug companies are walking away from the antibiotic research. Last year, Pfizer, the world's biggest drug company, closed its Connecticut Antibiotics Center, research center, laid off 1,200 workers, and they said that they were moving the operation to Shanghai. But they're having difficulty opening their Chinese facility. But even over there, they are abandoning antibiotic research. So drugs, you know why? Well, it's drugs for erectile dysfunction, baldness, cholesterol, 10 times more profitable than your antibiotics. That's why. So 99,000 Americans each year are killed by the superbugs the drug companies helped to create. So that's about twice the number of Americans killed in the entire Vietnam War. Superbug infections are among the newborns is up 300%. So the infections, are they getting worse? Well, let's ask Dr. Margaret Chan, director of the World Health Organization. Over the last decade, superbugs have evolved, she says, and things are as common as strep throat or a child scratching its knee could develop bacteria that could kill once again. So patients infected with some drug-resistant pathogens, mortality has been on the increase to about 50%, she says. Better boost that immune system, folks. What else is in the quacker? Ooh, we're going to go to Australia. Bionic eye gives woman eyesight. Yeah, a bionic eye was given to an Australian woman who had partial sight. They think it's a step towards eventually helping visually impaired people around the world live more independently. Diane Ashworth, she had some severe vision loss due to retinitis pigmentosa. So she was fitted with the prototype bionic eye this past May at Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital, and then they switched that gadget on last month, or a month later, June. So the bionic eye, they say it was designed, built, and tested by the Bionic Vision Center, an Australian consortium of researchers that was funded by the Australian, partly funded by the Australian government. The thing is equipped with 24 electrodes and a very small wire that extends to the back of the eye to a receptor attached behind the ear. It's inserted to a space next to the retina within the eye. So the device is electronically stimulates the retina. Electrical impulses pass through the device, stimulate the retina, and then they pass back to the brain, creating the image. And so it tends to restore vision, mild vision, they say, so patients are able to pick up contrast, edges, such as light and dark objects. And the operation of it is fairly simple. They can teach surgeons anywhere how to do this. Similar research was conducted at Cornell University in New York. And according to the WHO, 39 million people around the world are blind, and 246 million have very low vision. So they can restore a type of vision, mostly black and white. They probably wouldn't see in color, but they'd be able to, you know, get around, see, and be more mobile. So that's important. Moving along in the Quack Report, go to the UK. Physiotherapy has sold out to Big Pharma and the AMA. That's right. Physiotherapy is defined as the treatment for disease by physical exercise, massage, but no drugs, no surgery, okay? However, it's going to be amended. The definition of physiology is going to be amended because last month a landmark decision was awarded to UK physiotherapists to give them the world's first prescription rights. Uh-oh. And guess what? Guess who's fast behind them? Chiropractors. That's right. British Chiropractic Association has also kind of presented their position to the General Chiropractic Council to allow their profession to acquire prescription rights as well. And you know what's across the pond? Probably kind of come over here. Hopefully not. And last but not least in the Quack Report, world's hottest chili pepper unveiled in South Carolina. That's right. This past August, Tucker Butt Pepper Company, now you like that name, manufacturer and distributor of all-natural chili pepper products and seeds, announced the debut of the world's hottest pepper. It's called Smokin' Ed's Carolina Reaper, okay? It's raised the bar on heat intensity. Yeah, the Scoville heat unit is pretty much off the chart. Usually, you know, well, okay, your regular cayenne pepper at the store you put in your chili, 10,000 Scoville heat units. You know, habaneros and jalapenos around the 150,000 to 250,000 Scoville heat unit mark. But Smokin' Ed's Carolina Reaper averaged 1,474 million Scoville heat units. That's 280 times hotter than your jalapeno. At least. Yes, yes. Pure capsaicin. Oh, my gosh. If you have pure capsaicin, I guess that's where you're going to find that, in a lab. Scoville heat index is 16 million, they say. Peppers have a plethora of health benefits. They supply not only fiber, but vitamins A, C, K, minerals like manganese. And they also contain lycopene and lutein to help, you know, with your vision eye disorders, you know, your cataracts, your macular degeneration. They also have full antioxidants. So the hotter the pepper, the healthier it is, apparently. Researchers are attempting to decode the mystery behind the spicy component of peppers to explain capsaicin's known efficiency in things like weight loss, appetite suppression, and raising body temperature. So preliminary studies were done on animals, and they suggested that the capsaicin would kill lung and pancreatic and prostate cancer cells. Other benefits, it's an anti-inflammatory. It protects your liver and lungs against tissue damage. It's an analgesic, brings relief from various neuropaths, and also reduces pain associated with osteoarthritis. Well, you know me, I've got hot stuff too, but it's not quite in the million Scoville heat unit range. I don't know if you could even take that. I'm like right at the 250 mark, and that's about enough. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Hey, Frank. Can you imagine people complain about my stuff being a bit hot? Can you imagine taking, Ed, Smoking Ed's Carolina Reaper? Man, the name of that company's right, you know, Pucker Butt Pepper Company. You better believe it. Whew. All right, we're going to move along to crisis management, my little topic here, because, let's look at the definition of crisis. The definition of a crisis is a critical moment, a turning point, which often includes potential jeopardy, right? Now, a crisis management plan is a set of planned procedures which are coordinated and applied in steps to handle, contain, and resolve an emergency. And most companies and governments have a crisis management plan. So do you have a crisis management plan, a personal one? Yeah. Have you thought about having a personal crisis management plan? Well, there's a thought, right? Well, if companies have it, maybe you should have it. If you don't, let's talk about getting one together. Yeah, that's what we're going to explore for the first part of the show. Because the benefit of having a crisis management plan is so that you don't crumble in a crisis. So if you are prepared ahead of time to deal with unprecedented and negative events, then you can minimize the personal damage to you, your family, and possibly keep these types of situations from escalating. So having a crisis management plan in place will help you to sidestep disaster. So what falls under a disaster? Well, it's any situation that is threatening to your way of life, such as, you know, detainment or incarceration or starvation or homelessness or being a refugee. So a crisis management plan can increase the likelihood of you being able to secure and preserve shelter, food, and clothing in or away from your primary domicile. Well, let's look at corporations, because corporations usually have these strategic plans in place. Major corporations all over the world have a crisis management plan. They need to preserve the company's reputation and financial standing. However, you don't have to be a corporation to protect yourself, your family, and your financial assets. Your crisis management plan will fit who you are and your needs. The American Institute for Crisis Management, known as ICM, is designed to assist businesses with crisis management. They attempt to reduce the disruption to the business, they offer better security, and they help restore normal operations while deflecting any political, legal, and financial impact. So your crisis management plan will do the same, but on a personal family level. So let's talk about the plan. Because I'm not a professional strategic planner by any means. What I propose is not going to be specific to your individual situation. These are general but important elements to consider in your personal crisis management plan. So there is an order to things that will be helpful when you're planning and considering what actions you will need to take in a crisis. So there are preparatory steps to putting together your crisis management plan. First, there is what is called as pre-incident stage, which involves identifying the potential threats or crisis situations that can arise from such threats. This is the stage where your mind kind of begins to develop contingency plans with proper responses to each situation. Next is the incident stage, which describes the action to take, either temporary or ongoing, to help you manage your crisis. And lastly is the post-incident stage, which involves corrective and preventative actions to help prevent a recurrent crisis. And this stage also includes your recovery and restoration phases. And, you know, there can be a lot of cooks in the kitchen when you get these plans going. Everyone is going to have ideas, opinions, theories on how to manage a crisis. But this input will most likely have some very common elements, such as the need to anticipate a crisis and to prepare for them, the need for accurate information in order to make informed decisions during a crisis, and the need to react quickly to resolve and prevent a future crisis. So whatever the input family members may give you, they're probably going to have elements that entail those things. So what kind of crises can we face? Well, a crisis can come in many shapes and sizes, such as natural disasters, civil unrest, financial collapse, electric grid collapse, famine, etc. So your crisis management plan, if you design it right, is going to equip you to deal with a crisis and minimize damage. Face it, if you don't make the decision to plan and make some changes, well, the decisions are going to be made for you. Well, let's talk about practice making perfect, because once you have your crisis management plan either on paper or in your mind, it is time to rehearse. In other words, you don't learn to fire the gun during the war. This includes all aspects of your plan. For instance, if you are stocking clothing, make sure that you have some at your primary and your emergency domicile. If you have children, you might want to anticipate growth and even possible weight gain. Or if you're stocking seeds in order to grow food, make sure you also have tools to help you grow and harvest the food, as well as practice in knowing how to grow food. And I'm not suggesting that you operate like the military or the Von Trapp family, but you get the idea that when you prepare for the worst, that regular drills may be necessary. So this practice is going to be helpful in putting out even the little fires that can erupt, because nearly every crisis management plan will experience little hiccups before a big threat hits. Well, let's talk about the company you keep, because I mentioned earlier the need for accurate information to make informed decisions. Yep, intel is going to be important, and you will also want to guard your information. So be very selective who you bring into the fold, because the enemy likes to destroy from within. One of the hardest things is to keep a secret, and we live in the information age, so be real careful what information you post and share. Sometimes developing a culture of internal secrecy is what is necessary. So be absolutely sure who you share your information with. And with that said, you may want to set up a separate location to receive deliveries and avoid questions from your neighbors. Guard your visibility, and especially during a crisis. And for those of you out there kind of sitting on the fence sitting or being indecisive is really putting a crisis management plan together. If you're indecisive about going ahead and doing that, you know, it's going to be disastrous during a crisis if you don't have a plan. So management of a crisis must be swift and decisive. Procrastination, not an option. So since a crisis by definition is unpredictable, it will be imperative for you to be able to assemble your crisis management team and execute your plan within 1 hour of a crisis. So if you must evacuate an area, you're going to have less than 3 hours. So think Titanic, because there's not much time. Let me read you a quote from the good book, Matthew 24 and Luke 17. It says, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, it was in the days of Lot. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." So, you know, don't leave things to chance, you know. Do your due diligence, as they say, because time grows short. Now, I don't know if you noticed that there's some warning signs out there. Have you not noticed these? The warning signs are not just from the financial markets or the political arena, but also from the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Word of God is clear, and if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, you can save yourself a lot of grief. So if you read Hosea chapter 4 and Jeremiah chapter 5, you're going to understand how our Creator deals with rebellion and we have all the signs to qualify. I've also noticed that the birds of the air have increased in number. Have you not noticed that? More specifically, the carnivorous birds like your crows, blackbirds, and vultures. Have you not noticed that? You know, these blackbirds and crows are sounding a warning. They're very noisy. I hear them all the time, every day. In ancient times, it was the highest insult to be killed and the fowl of the air to consume the remains. So are the birds getting ready for the big feast? There's a question. If you read your Bible, you'll know. So let's recap, shall we? What will a successful crisis management plan have? It will entail the ability to execute the appropriate emergency response. 2, be able to maintain a safe and healthy environment. 3, be able to enforce activities in order to not just survive, but to become stronger and thrive. 4, to minimize internal as well as external threats. 5, minimize emotional and physical damage. And 6, practice the plan to refine and improve on it. Now, I know some of you out there back in 1983 watch a TV show called The A-Team. Colonel John Hannibal Smith, you always say, I'd love it when a plan comes together. So get your plan together. Get it together. Because I know a lot of people say there's a rapture and there's not a rapture. Well, the church is not going to be protected from the persecution of the world, but they will be protected from the wrath of God. So there's the difference. So to your success, we have some interesting times ahead, I know, and there's going to be more, not less, sickness and disease, I'm sure of that. So now's the right time for you to start building up your immune system and detoxing your body before the flu season hits, before it gets here. So if you haven't given any thought to your backup medicines in your crisis management plan, then maybe perhaps you should educate yourself on that topic. You can check out a section called Healthy Guidelines at the PowerHerbs.com website, and you're going to discover the benefits of long shelf life, of your powerful medicinal herbs, and more options are going to open up to you. So Apothecary Herbs, they're the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing, so you can see what they have to offer at their website, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call, and you can request a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, of course, we are coming down to the end of the August special, free ground domestic ship on orders over $30. So if you've been thinking about, you know, doing some cleansing and immune boosting, or getting even some Celtic sea salt, whatever it is that you have been thinking about but haven't done it yet, now's the time to get it with free ship. So thepowerherbs.com, and that's through tomorrow. So that's going to come to an end. So get to getting, as they say. If you're on the website getting a free product catalog or ordering, don't forget to put in your shopping cart the free subscription to the HealthQuest online newsletter and the American Survival online newsletter. HealthQuest is about herbs, of course. I write for that, and you'll get some discounts towards the Apothecary Herbs products in there. And the American Survival is I write for it. Melanie Cederstrom on the financial market writes for it, as well as Alfred Adask. And then we have Ty Bollinger from the Cancer Truth Chronicles writing, and Joel Skolskin, our strategic survivalist, and Paul Gauchy's group on organic gardening. So you've got a lot of stuff there to help empower you in our trying times. Do sign up for that. It's free. If you got email, you can get this free, and it goes out weekly. It does. I can see by the clock we're going to be taking a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about blood clots. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we'll walk down memory lane there with the A-team. Remember them? Okay, we're going to talk about blood clots. Yes, we are. I know some of you out there are concerned about that, or you have loved ones that have them. And, you know, blood clots, so many people have them, suffer from them, also known as thrombosis. So I want to cover some do's and don'ts and what you can do to reverse or prevent the condition. Now, the National Center for Health statistics shows us that thrombosis is severe enough to rank as third behind cancer. Now, other statistics rank thrombosis as fifth leading cause of death behind your respiratory disease, or as the eighth problem after pneumonia and flu. So blood clots can be, you know, good or bad. You know, you definitely want your blood to clot to save your life from, you know, injury and hemorrhaging, but you don't want your blood clots to obstruct vessels from delivering blood supply to the body either. Okay, so let's look what it is and what it isn't. 2 million Americans are diagnosed with deep vein thrombosis every year. What is that? What is thrombosis? Well, it is the formation of a blood clot in the deep vein, which, you know, these veins return to the heart, and they're usually, you know, positioned in the leg that these clots form. So the bigger the clot, the more dangerous it is. And part of the clot can break off and follow the bloodstream to another location, like your lung, for instance. And if it travels to the lungs, this results in what is known as a pulmonary embolism. Sometimes deep vein thrombosis is incorrectly called phlebitis. And phlebitis refers to inflammation of a vein, but there's no clot. So varicose veins, they actually can transform into phlebitis, okay? So what causes it? Well, the main cause is your lifestyle. If you have an occupation involving constrained seating, this can actually promote thrombosis. Inactivity will increase your chances of getting thrombosis. So if you're driving a desk, for instance, your risk is higher. So for sedentary jobs, long-distance travel jobs, especially if you travel a lot by air and you have to sit in those tiny little seats, this can put a greater risk of developing thrombosis on the body. So if you travel frequently, it's going to be real important if you're in the plane to get up and move around every hour, stretch the legs, get the blood flowing. Also, watch the diet. Poor diet's also going to contribute to the formation of your blood clots. Let's look at some high risks. We're at high risk for blood clots if we suffer from a trauma, even surgery, heart attacks, vascular disorders, cancer, obesity, heredity issues, old age, sepsis, birth control treatments, and substance abuse. So for some reason, those undergoing surgery, if you go under the knife for knee surgery or hip replacement, they seem to be real high risk categories for developing the pulmonary embolisms and the blood clots in the legs. And so be real careful there. Other people that are high at risk are patients with various types of chronic diseases and even pregnant women. So if you've been diagnosed with thrombosis, the National Cancer Institute lists the deep vein thrombosis, known as DVT, as a risk factor when taking the drug tamoxifen or a hormone replacement. So be careful. Let's look at the surgery risk, because just how much of a risk are you at when you develop a blood clot when you're under the knife? Well, you would actually have to consult the Surgeon General's Call to Action Report, which actually provides this health information to the public. According to their September 08 report, there was a range of incidents for deep vein thrombosis from 350,000 to 600,000 times a year, with at least 100,000 deaths annually. Mm. So is there a gender risk when it comes to deep vein thrombosis? Well, are men or women more at risk at developing these deep vein clots? Well, there is some statistical evidence that more women are at risk due to the pregnancy issue, the birth control medications, that kind of thing. Young women in their 20s and 30s have ended up in the morgue after being put on birth control pills. Medical science reports that the benefits outweigh the slight danger. Uh-huh. Tell that to the ladies who died. Evidence also shows that there were fewer blood clots in women taking the second-generation birth control pill. There was only like 15 clots for every 100,000 women, compared to the third-generation pill, 25 clots for every 100,000 women. And, of course, you know, when you get the death certificate, if you're dead by birth control is going to be the secondary cause, underlying cause. I think they list it. You know, they'll say pulmonary embolism is the primary, secondary, or the underlying is, you know, birth control medicine. So women who smoke are going to be at higher risk. Also, overweight. If you're diabetic or if you have a family history of clots, you're going to be at the high-risk category of developing deep vein thrombosis. What about those surface clots? There's this condition known as surface thrombosis, which involves veins close to the surface of the skin and do not directly run to the heart, lungs, or your brain. Although this condition can be alarming and sometimes painful, modern medicine does not consider it life-threatening. However, this is no reason to dismiss that condition. This can be a precursor to the deep vein thrombosis unless you make some permanent lifestyle changes. And in most cases, surface thrombosis is an overindulgence in fatty foods and alcohol. So make the dietary changes and significantly reduce and eliminate these foods from your lifestyle, and guess what? The condition corrects itself. And you can speed up the recovery time by also using some of your medicinal herbs for your cardiovascular system, which I'm going to mention in just a little bit here. So you do have power. In recent years, medical science has readjusted its thinking into what triggers stroke and heart attacks. They used to think that it was cholesterol and plaque that just erupted the heart rhythm. But according to Harvard cardiologist Dr. Victor Gerwish, these factors really don't necessarily put you at risk of blood clots. He says blood clots are influenced by the fibrinogen level in your blood. So fibrinogen is a protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. So if your blood platelets like to clump and stick together, which is directly influenced by your diet, you'd better have enough fibrinogen protein in there to dissolve them. And many health experts agree that diet is the most significant influence on blood clots. So as more research is being conducted on what makes blood clot, the evidence is pointing to foods more than just blaming the problem on how the liver processes cholesterol. So you can also be encouraged by the fact that dietary changes start to work right away, immediately, to reduce your risk of blood clots. How about that? So what are the symptoms and what are the treatments? Well, deep vein thrombosis can be a silent disease and give you really no symptoms. Pain and swelling of the leg can happen, or your ankle can swell up. They are the most common symptoms. Physicians will usually prescribe blood thinning and anticoagulant drugs as the first treatment, and then compression stockings and surgery may be what comes next. So what about blood thinners? Well, too many people decide to rely on the anticoagulant drugs or aspirin to thin their blood and reduce the risk of blood clots. Now, this strategy can put you in a precarious position of bleeding too profusely. So if you are injured or if you need surgery, doctors will advise their patients to avoid certain foods which are natural blood thinners before surgery. Foods like garlic and ginger root and black mushrooms and fish, which have the omega-3 fatty acids, your salmon, your sardines, that kind of thing. They're very effective. Those foods are very effective at thinning the blood. So these foods work similar to your aspirin and are more efficient if you incorporate them every day or regularly into your diet with no side effects. What about your food pharmacy? Well, the key is you don't want to just lower cholesterol with your dietary changes to prevent stroke or heart attack. The approach takes longer to lower your risk. So if you want to eat foods that directly influence the blood and its ability to clot, that's what you want to do. The good news is that there are foods that do both. So lower cholesterol and cut your risk of blood clots, you could do it in one step if you want. Foods like your garlic and onions are specifically proven to benefit the cardiovascular system in this way. If you add a little ginger root, maybe some hot peppers, your cayennes, your olive oil, your authentic olive oil, fish in the diet, green tea, and lots of vegetables for fiber on a regular basis, and you cut out all the high-fat foods like your red meats and cheese, your dairy products, and all those processed foods, no fast foods, no frozen entrees, and you reduce or eliminate the alcohol, you're going to lower your cholesterol and reduce your blood clots very, very significantly. So So what about some blood purifiers? Once you get the clot thing done, can you purify the blood? Well, sometimes we get too big for our own britches and we fail to listen to some good old-fashioned advice. Egyptian writings published on papyrus said onion was a blood tonic. In the old time, America country doctors would list onion as a blood purifier. And the French feed garlic and onions to their horses to dissolve leg blood clots. Yeah, you don't want to lose that thoroughbred, you know. Got to dissolve that clot. So Russians will take onion and they'll age it in vodka to improve their circulation. And medical research is backing up what the ancients are doing or saying. Chemist Dr. Eric Block, State University of New York, he found garlic has some compounds that perform an antithrombotic action equal to or superior to aspirin. So garlic has an extra benefit. It prevents platelets from clumping together and sticking to the walls of your arteries and veins. And medical science is not sure how garlic and onion perform this action. They are still trying to isolate and studying those compounds from these types of foods. Researchers in Germany at the Saarland University have discovered that it takes 3 cloves of garlic each day to improve circulation, to thin the blood, and to cleanse it of unwanted elements. So the benefits of just 2 ounces of onions work similar to the garlic, but also they block the harmful effects of the fat. Here's a hint. If you eat garlic with your acid-type foods like tomatoes, it magnifies the medicinal power. So just imagine what you can accomplish by adding onion, garlic, and olive oil to your daily salad. So make sure you get some exercise in, that if your job requires you to sit a lot, get a note from your doctor that says you have to get up and move around for about 5 to 10 minutes every hour. If you travel by car frequently, you will need to stop and walk around every hour. For long overseas plane trips, walk the concourse and get up and walk up and down the aisles on the plane every hour. Now, for an alternative to the aspirin a day and prescription drug thinning stuff, I would use garlic, onion, and olive oil, because aspirin was going to lower your immune system, and anticoagulants do have side effects. So don't overlook the benefits of things like red clover to detoxify the blood and reduce cholesterol, hawthorn berries to strengthen the cardiovascular system, motherwort herb to stabilize heartbeat, and also strengthen the walls and the arteries and veins with your organic Celtic salt, which doesn't give you hypertension. So if you want to cleanse the arteries and veins, I would combine alfalfa and garlic. That's excellent. If you have pain and inflammation, use some natural willow bark and meadow sweet. If you're looking for a lot of those types of products and cleanses, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have an excellent blood cleanser, by the way. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you give them a call toll-free and ask for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, be thrombosis-free, blood clot-free, you know, just be, you know, healthy and free of all that. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about the liver. You know, if our livers could talk to us, it would probably say it'd want to divorce us, you know, because we're just not being very nice to our livers. Our liver is pretty much abused. It's an abused organ of the body, let's just say it. With a healthy liver, you're going to enjoy more in life. With a sick liver, you're going to encounter the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. So it's an interesting thing that the word live, L-I-V-E, is in the word liver. If you want to live, you got to have a healthy liver, okay? So you want to make sure you take care of that liver, and we're going to show you how to do that. First, we're going to cover some facts about about half a million new cases of liver disease every year in the United States. So your liver, which is one of the largest organs of the body, when it becomes sick, it accounts for about 10% of the deaths that happen in the U.S. That's right. So liver sickness accounts for 10% of those that die here. So why would you look out for the liver and do everything in your power to protect it? Well, your liver has to perform some major functions. Without a healthy liver, your body really can't digest and absorb nutrition from your food. Without nutrition, your body can't repair anything. So it's like having a car dealership without mechanics. So without a healthy liver, your body can't dump and purify your system of toxins. It's like having a sanitation crew that's on strike. So without a healthy liver, your body can't regulate fats and assist the pancreas in processing sugars. So think Pillsbury Doughboy in a sugar coma. Without a healthy liver, your body can't regulate hormones in the bloodstream adequately, no matter how much pornography you're exposed to, and your prostate and fertility problems are going to result. So without a healthy liver, you're going to suffer from an energy crisis. So you know what? Men in biblical times were healthier and could do more physically than we can today. Without machines and technology, we'd be more than a creek without a paddle. We'd be over the waterfall in, I don't even think, a barrel. So, you know, I was born in 1961. And one of the favorite movies that I came across in the year was the original Parent Trap. Remember that Parent Trap with Haley Mills, Maureen O'Hara, Brian Keith? Did you notice something about them in those that era of movies? Did you notice that the men and the women did not have obesity? They didn't have spare tires. They didn't have love handles, really. They didn't have the massive junk, the processed fast foods and the diet. So they were trim and healthy. I also came across some interesting footage on the internet. I was watching, it was, a Super 8 reel, maybe, of Victory, or the end of World War II. And it was in Hawaii. Somebody was shooting some reel there. And people riding around in cars, screaming, hooping, hollering, victorious. You know, they were all happy. I didn't find any fat people there. I didn't see anybody overweight. I didn't see anybody, you know, huffing and puffing, running around. It is interesting to see that, to notice that. Of course, the Super 8 color was awesome. Couldn't believe it. Awesome color. So, also, I want you to think of your liver as a shock absorber. So on your car or your truck, your shocks buffer from the blows your vehicle may endure on the road, and it's exactly what your liver attempts to do inside your body. When you eat a sugar donut, the liver has to buffer the shock of the system from that sugar, from that fat, from the carbohydrates, and they have to convert them as best as possible to some usable fuel for the body while it attempts to eliminate the naughty substances as fast as it can. So your body, your liver has got to manufacture enzymes to neutralize any toxins. So while you are stuffing yourself with a supersized fast food meal, guess what your liver's busy doing? It's extracting nutrients and minerals and amino acids from the food that you have put into the body while it neutralizes all the bad things in that food. It also is filtering out bacteria from the blood along with any harmful chemicals you happen to digest through pharmaceuticals. But that's not all. Your liver is also going to store extra blood the body may need in a hurry, as well as maintaining the proper fluid balance of electrolytes and water within the system. And in its spare time, the liver is going to create immune substances like gamma globulin to make sure you don't have an over-excess of hormones in the blood and are taking care of your prostate and your uterus. Okay, so if you have an overabundance of hormones, that's going to agitate systems. So it has to regulate that as well. So these are some of the functions the liver has to do. And when it's sick and limping along, it's going to drop some of those jobs, and you're going to be sick. So what stresses the liver? Recreational drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, alcohol, sugar, fatty foods, excessive hormones, adrenaline. If you're an adrenaline junkie, you're going to stress your liver. Can lead to an emotional imbalance and even depression, anger management issues, and immune system imbalance down the road. So you want to be careful there. So how do you help your liver? Well, our organs are designed to regenerate, especially the liver. It's designed to. When you remove organs like the liver or the gallbladder, it's going to put extra burden on the other organs designed to filter toxins. Also, removing the gallbladder inhibits the immune system. So if you have an ill gallbladder and your liver's fine, you may want to make sure your liver gets better, or you're going to put stress on the liver when they remove the gallbladder. So if you have issues there, you might want to look into some specific organ cleansing for liver and gallbladder, and sooner rather than later if you have issues. So if you're not ill, though, if your liver and your gallbladder are pretty good, it's a good idea to do some typical maintenance cleanses for those organs to keep them clean and functioning, to inhibit a backlog of toxins and that gunk up the organs. So you want to keep things clean and help those organs to regenerate as fast as they can. So you may want to look at some maintenance cleanses and as a prevention effort. So if you want, milk thistle is excellent for helping the liver. It's got the silymarin antioxidant in it, and for some reason the liver loves that antioxidant. It will utilize it to regenerate liver cells. So if you get sick and dying liver cells, the silymarin is going to be an excellent option for you. Barberry bark tincture is also a very good disinfectant or scrubber for the gallbladder that gets a lot of gunk in it. So barberry bark's excellent. And if you have stones, gallstones, then you may want to look into adding olive oil to your barberry and milk thistle to do a liver gallbladder flush. If you've never done one of those, well, ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you instructions on how you can do that. Also, if the flush is just a little bit too much for you, you don't think you can handle it, there is a step-down cleanse with the liver detox tea and the liver gallbladder tincture combo. So there's options for you, and the folks at Apothecary Herbs can show you all that. You just give them a call. So, you know, organ cleansing is not rocket science. It's not hard. It's not that time-consuming, and it's not that expensive. It's just you got to do it. And it's a good way to maintain health. It's what the ancients did. And if you look at any of those stories in your good book, the Bible, you'll see, like, David waging war for 24 hours on his feet. I mean, it was incredible. And all he had was honey, I think. Wasn't it honey? He stopped and had honey. People, we just don't have that type of stamina that our ancient ancestors did. And there's a reason for that, because we're just junking up the body. So cleanse and nourish, and you got most things taken care of. You can prevent a lot of problems. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask for their free product catalog, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. And their toll-free is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, tomorrow is the last day for the free ground ship on orders of $30 or more. So take advantage of that. If you've been thinking about doing it, you'll get what you need, and you'll get free ground ship. So check that out, powerherbs.com. And if you got questions, check out their healthy guidelines section. Lots of basic common sense questions answered there, like when do I cleanse, when don't I cleanse, how long does the cleanse take, what do I need to do, do I fast, can I eat, what? All those things can be answered there under healthy guidelines. But if you have questions or concerns, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are more than happy to answer your questions. Just give them a call or send them an email off the website, thepowerherbs.com, or call their toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's where your health care options just became endless. I'm out of time. I'll see you next week. Have a great Labor Day weekend. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.